Hey, I'm Patrick Komen. Joining me for today's in-studio session is Charlottesville group Adam's Plastic Pond. We've got Alex, Julian, and Adam here from the group. How y'all doing?
Great, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for making some time to be here. We're excited to have you tonight at Taps and Tunes. We'll be celebrating 25 years of independent music radio with the release of the Our Passion is Music, Passion Fruit Kolsch, and some great music from Adam's Plastic Pond. Since it's the Our Passion is Music, got to ask a first icebreaker question here. You guys have been at it for a long time. What keeps you passionate about music?
Man, recently it's been collaboration, you know, especially during lockdown and everything that followed, just being able to send tracks out and have people engage even though we couldn't be together. So that got us through. And so now that little gigs are starting to creep in and we're available to do some, it's actually kind of reinvigorated us a little bit.
Yeah, was that that process of kind of piecing things together, was that new or is that something you've had the experience of doing before?
Yeah, I guess on the last record we had one co-write, but this was the first time where he would start with a piece of something and we would kind of bounce things back and forth between our home studio rigs. Obviously, Adam remains the principal songwriter and the main songwriter, but kind of being able to add some contributions here and there and shape the sound, especially when we actually went down and did it live in the studio together, was really a great experience.
I can imagine that just makes it exciting as you're writing to get to have some of that feedback and add pieces and hear other people's input on the material.
Oh, yeah, just someone else getting jazzed about, you know, just something simple. I don't know. It definitely lights my fire. I can be very self-critical. And so just having some, you know, throwing these things out and having someone say, yeah, do this or don't do that. Just even if it's kind of more constructive criticism, if it's not positive, I like it all because it just kind of shows that everyone's kind of in the same spot of just trying to make some cool art while we're at it. Little art projects is how I look at it.
We're talking in studio with Adam's Plastic Pond about their new EP, Confident Melancholy. They'll perform tonight for WNRN's Taps and Tunes at South Street Brewery from 6 to 9 p.m. in downtown Charlottesville. Let's hear a song.
Let's do Mission Report.
I can barely keep the keeping on. The chain came loose, the brakes are gone, and the moon is out. A bona fide catastrophe. They're taking sides, cutting teeth, and crying loud. I got tired of waiting around, tired of waiting around for nothing. I'm not hanging around, I won't be hanging around for nothing. Traveled light years away from home by myself, but not alone. You should see the view. I'm stumbling towards a remedy, an open door to infinity, or a pill for the blues. I got tired of waiting around, tired of waiting around for nothing. Hanging around, I won't be hanging around for nothing. And that's the last time I'll be told that it's just the way it goes. It's not just you and me we're saving. We could all use some rearranging, and it shows. Set my mind to move at ease, get right down to the molecules of things if I'm telling the truth. I'm in a universe inside my reach, killing time, and it's killing me, and it's killing you. I'm tired waiting around, so tired waiting around for nothing. So I'm not hanging around, I won't be hanging around for nothing. Oh, I'm not hanging around for nothing. And I won't be hanging around for nothing.
Adam's Plastic Pond, that's Mission Report from their new EP, Confident Melancholy. I'm Patrick Komen, chatting in studio with Adam, Alex, and Julian from the group. Adam, tell us a little bit about the recording of this. I know you guys went down to Nashville to record this, but there's a little bit of a local tie. Am I right?
There is, through Sam Wilson. He is working out of a studio down there called Fatback Sound with Gabe Rabin, his kind of production partner. But Seth, who played bass on the EP, used to play in Sons of Bill with Sam. And that's how really the whole thing started out. Was we didn't know what songs we were going to go down there with. We didn't know whose songs we were going to go down there with. We just knew that we had been locked up for a couple years, and we were just going to jump at the next opportunity to go down and check out this new space and put a few songs through there, you know, just production. And that goes back kind of to the collaborative thing. Is I think I've always been in the driver's seat in the previous recordings that I've done. And just that final filter. And so having other people in the driver's seat to make those calls and for us to just be able to show up the songs and play them, it was just awesome. It was a really, really cool experience.
And it sounds like it was primarily like a very live situation when it came to tracking the songs.
I mean, it had to be. I would have loved to stay down there all week and just like nitpick and track. But we had about 48 hours total, you know, to do it. Actually, you know, that being about 16 working musician hours. So we had to make the most of it. And I think that kind of harkens back to why it was great to have someone in the production, like the producer seat for that, to say, let's move on. Because I'm will always say, well, is there a better take? Let's give it one more shot, and then we can scrap it. But when time is on the line, it was great to have everybody on the same page, just like, let's get what we can get and move on.
So how many finished songs did you guys end up with through that process?
Three. Yeah, we went down with three, came back with three. We had some others on the back burner that weren't as fleshed out, but...
Or didn't stylistically fit
with these other three songs. But we're just going to put those in the back pocket and hopefully in the next few months find another studio and do it all again.
We're chatting with Adam's Plastic Pond here on WNRN. Excited to have them performing tonight for Taps and Tunes. It's our release of the Our Passion is Music Passion Fruit Kolsch with South Street Brewery in downtown Charlottesville. It's free tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. Why don't you play another one for us, something maybe from that new EP, Confident Melancholy.
Awesome. Well, here is Finish Line.
Been like this for a long time. Found a way to the sunshine. Settled down in the city. Restless, but that's the old me. Coming up for air, nowhere to hide. But I won't pretend it's the finish line. You don't need that kind of life. By now I've shown all my seasons with the true undefeated. I shade the light not to blind you with a constant reminder. Coming up for air, nowhere to hide. I won't pretend it's the finish line. You don't need that kind of life. Whenever I'm cold, it's not what I want. There's some kind of knot that's coming undone. We break and we grow. Somehow you know just what I needed. And I crumble, scattered around to the breezes. I know there's good in the pieces. Coming up for air, nowhere to hide. But I won't quit till the finish line. You deserve that kind of life. I won't quit till the finish line.
That's Adam's Plastic Pond performing live on WNRN. That song, Finish Line, from a brand new EP, Confident Melancholy. Adam, tell us a little bit about the story behind that song.
I'm rotten at writing love songs. No, I was just trying to pin something for my wife that showed the dedication, but it's just not your straight-ahead love song. It's got flaws like I do, and I think like we all do. And so I wanted that to be in there. But I'm pretty proud of the way that one came out, and I've definitely had a few friends that have reached out that were touched by that song as well. So that it's I'm glad we finally got that one down on recording, some kind of recording.
Yeah, I feel like in the love song, canon, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many songs about falling in love and meeting a new person, but those songs about like dedication and long-term love, they're fewer and further between, and I think in a way more difficult to write.
I guess the extra little. Little nugget is my wife was a distance runner at UVA, and so just having Finish Line and it just being about, and if you've ever been to a cross country or any kind of like 10K, 5K race where people are going that hard, there's a lot of heart and effort to watching a lot of those people come across the finish line, and that, I try to want to, compare that to our relationship a little bit.
Beautiful stuff. For this new EP, I know you guys have had a little bit of an opportunity to perform live a couple of times. It's still kind of things are coming back together. But looking ahead to the rest of the year, do you have hopes? Do you have plans of things that you want to do musically?
Yeah, we have a couple things in the works. Nothing fully released yet, but just going to take it as it comes. Not really trying to go hard yet. But it's fun to play these songs, so I'd be lying if I said I wasn't going to jump at the next one that came,
Yeah, absolutely. And also just getting people to hear the EP, I think. And I think it's really hard. And maybe just having three songs out right now is a motivating fact for people to take a listen. But it is hard to get people to sit down and listen to something with the world of music that's out there and available at any given time. So we're thankful for radio stations like WNRN to play our tunes as well.
Oh, yeah, 100%. This is, I think during one of the pledge drives, I heard Mark or someone say that music can live here, your music can live here, and it maybe doesn't have a home. And I know it was intended for to say that 90s song that maybe is not going to be played on top 40 or whatever, but it really meant a lot to me because it, like, local radio is what's kept a little bit of my fledgling career alive, just because you guys are honest. It's not just about placating the local community. You guys care about music. You guys want to give good music to your listeners, and I really appreciate the shot that you've taken, on this band over the years.
It's been our pleasure, and the new EP is great. You've been hearing it on WNRN if you're a regular listener, And if you're in the Charlottesville area, come out tonight. WNRN's Taps and Tunes, 6 to 9 p.m. It'll be free from South Street Brewery. We'll have music from Adam's Plastic Pond kicking off around 7 o'clock. Y'all want to go out with one more song?
Sure. This is called Won't Change a Thing.
Save me, I've been walking familiar roads. Now lined with heavy structure, I've been told. Man-made rules to make sense of the world around. So how dare we go and mute such a lovely sound? Your move set me loose. What could be left to say? Toss the good parts away, and it ain't even gonna change a thing. But if you just can't stand the hand you dealt, unwind your lines, I'm not in it for my health, and it won't change a thing. Wasted hours for something you could hold. Give my thanks to those feelings I can't control. You can spend a lifetime planting seeds to grow. Find you winding up alone. I can't move. Set me loose. What could be left to say? You already tossed the good parts away, and it ain't gonna change a thing. But if you just can't stand the hand you dealt, unwind your lines, I'm not in it for my health, and it won't change a thing. No, it won't change a thing. I'm not afraid to get low.
Adam's Plastic Pond performing live. That was Won't Change a Thing from brand new EP Confident Melancholy. See them performing tonight at South Street Brewery. It's a free show for WNRN's Taps and Tunes, part of our 25th anniversary, supported by Rockingham Insurance.